Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name is David Gibson, and today's show is about using sound to deal with challenges and conflicts. And our intention is that you may be at peace in the midst of every challenge and conflict in your life. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things going on at school. We've got on Sunday, November 17th, we have an open house and free sound healing workshop that's from 1 to 6, although you can come for part of it if you want. And we're going to be going over all the ways that sound affects us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we'll also be doing a lot of heart-opening sound meditations. And we've now got all these sound chairs and sound tables. We've got about 6 now, so you can get vibrated into bliss. That's Sunday, November 7th at the Institute here in San Francisco. We've also got coming up January 13th is our next 3-month certificate program in sound healing at the Institute. As you probably know, we've got about a dozen instructors that are quite amazing. We've been doing this over 10 years, and it's really quite a transformative program. You will come out knowing how sound affects you at all levels and how to use different instruments to do healing. We use a lot of voice, but we also have a sound healing store, and students get to use all the tools in the sound healing store, including all the bowls and tuning forks and things like that. So if you pay in full by November 15th, which is this coming Friday, you get to save $500. And we also have that class online starting November 14th. And the online program actually works really well, so you can even check out some online videos of the classes if you like. You can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, and I'll send you the link to them. We've also got the associate degree program, which is the certificate program is the first semester of the associate degree program, so that also starts January 13th. If you pay in full for that by November 15th, you get $2,000 off. And, of course, that's online as well. We also have the sound healing audio production program. Actually, it's not just sound healing. It's audio production to learn how to use the equipment, audio recording equipment, and that's whether it's Pro Tools or Logic or Ableton Live, to do any style of music, but just to be able to make your music more powerful by adding secret sound weapons. Actually, I should call it secret sound activators to really bring people into different states of consciousness. So it's all about using the equipment to really affect people on a much deeper level. That starts January 13th also at the Institute. And if you pay in full by November 15th, you get $500 off on that. And then we're starting, about the 19th, we're starting online. And that works really well online because we've got it so you can see our program, Pro Tools, in real time, and you can hear everything I'm doing as I'm mixing. So those are the different classes coming up in the open house. You can check it all out at soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can call 415-777-2486. We also, of course, have the Sound Healing Store. The new name for the Sound Healing Store is soundoflove.com. And so if you go to soundoflove.com, you'll see all the crystal bowls. We got alchemical bowls, frosted bowls. We got Tibetan bowls, tuning forks, and we've got a lot of crystals. I mean, there's all types of things, didgeridoos. We also have a huge number of CDs with different frequencies embedded in the CDs, including different binaural beats to entrain you into different brainwave states. We also have sound tables We've got sound tables and sound chairs. We now have this new sound chair that's amazing. It's got memory foam in it, so it wraps around your whole body. It's really quite amazing. And we have a sound pillow that you can lay on top of you, so you're totally engulfed in sound. Oh my God, it's like everybody that gets off goes, oh my God. They're just like, whoa. And it is. It's really quite incredible. We also have these sound portable sound speakers that you can hold in your hand and put on any part of the body. We have sima frequencies that you can actually play through these handheld speakers for very specific issues such as bones or muscles or endocrine glands or nerves or tendons or ligaments or circulatory system, respiratory system. And it's amazing how well these work. I just had a really sore neck over the last few days, and I put those frequencies on my neck, and in 3 hours, my neck is just completely healed. It's like not even bothering me. It's quite amazing how powerful these frequencies are. We also have the Sound Healing Treatment Center, where we do a full range of treatments. You can find that at soundtherapycenter.com, and we also do a lot of those treatments online, including finding your soul frequency, your resonant frequency. It's that frequency where you're at peace, and then we send you a CD in that key, so you can always get back to that peace. It's so nice to know where home is and have a way of getting back. It's really what we all need. Peace is really the portal to many, many places, including creativity and source energy. Okay, so this is one of my favorite classes that we do at the Institute. We just had it last week, and it's something that I could really use here lately. I mean, goodness gracious, so many people have been saying that this Mercury retrograde has been the most intense retrograde ever. And I've talked to about 20 people that have just like, whoa, you know, it's really, really intense. So it's really good to be able to have techniques to be able to deal with these challenges and conflicts that throw us off and really take us away from our own peace and stillness. And, you know, it's really, you can think of it this way. A lot of the challenges and conflicts that we come across are, they're kind of like, they're not coherent, beautiful sounds. There's really three types of challenges and conflicts, three main types, I should say, three categories that things fall into. One is health. And, you know, if you're not feeling well, it is a sound like, excuse me. It's also wealth, if you're having money issues, and that can also sound like, And then there's the big one, which is relationship issues, and that one can sound like, They're all not really beautiful sounds, and those sounds don't support your health. They break your system down. Not only that, when those sounds are happening, that vibration is getting put out into the universe. It's simply a distorted sound or sound that oscillates back and forth like, Whereas the beautiful sounds that support our health are the consistent sounds of the vowels. Like love, you know, whenever I say, make the sound of love, nobody ever goes, They never make distortion, ever. Not a single time has anybody gone, When I say make the sound of love in classes or open houses. Everybody always, every single time, uses a vowel. And vowels are not distortion. They are not a pure tone, but they're a consistent tone. Like, or any of the vowels. They're all consistent tones. And what I've learned is peace is simply a consistent tone humming, particularly a tone on the home note of the key of a song, or the home note of you. So it's really mostly, though, about consistency. And it's really not 100% consistency, because if you have a tone generator, that can be annoying. Like just a tone generator, signal generator that's putting out a consistent tone. It's actually good, nice for a short time, but then we get kind of annoyed by its consistency. So there's actually a little bit of breath, or a little bit of wobble, or a little bit of chaos, you could say, in the consistent tone. It's like it's breathing. So listen, when I do this, it's not 100% consistent. You can hear a little bit of change in it. In fact, it's really hard to do it perfectly consistent. But that little breath, I call, the little change in it, that's the life energy oscillating this pure, consistent frequency. And that is the essence of peace. It's like that's the essence of love, the energy of love. It's the essence of gratitude. It's like gratitude is like compassion, same thing. Or love, or one of the highest, joy. Yeah. So that's really the whole deal, is to get vibrations like that into you. But, you know, you can also, the first step of dealing with these challenges and conflicts is to not resist them. Because, you know, the truth is, all of the stuff that makes us crazy or hurts us or does anything to us, takes us off center, makes us frustrated, angry, makes us, you know, annoyed or any of this, it's really not the stuff that's doing it, as we all know. It's really our reaction to it. Now, at a certain point, if something really is really intense, really annoying, it can actually hurt you. If it's, I should say, especially with sounds. Say a sound is so loud that it completely explodes your body or explodes cells in your body. I mean, of course, there's at that point it can be really intense. But for the most part, it's really all about our reaction. So the first step is really to just simply not judge it. And, you know, I for a long time, I thought people would always say, you know, just get rid of your judgment. No judgment, you know. And I thought, well, what is it you're doing? What is the world like with no judgment? What is, I mean, what are we perceiving? What's out there? I mean, what is the opposite of no judgment? And finally, I got it. It's simply seeing the world as frequency. It's a high frequency or low frequency. No judgment that high and low are just faster vibration or slower. There's also other more detailed components of frequency, and that's timbre, which is the combination of frequencies that something is. Not just one frequency, but its combination. And that's really just like an instrument sound is a combination of frequencies. Some instrument sounds are just different. It's like in a relationship, that frequency that you are perceiving is just, it's just different. There's different ones. In pain, if you got a pain in your body, it's just a different energy. If you've got, you know, this fear over not having enough money, it's just like, it's just a vibration. It can also be music. It can be frequency, it can be timbres, it can be music, it can be a certain type of flow. Sometimes it's flowing, sometimes it's not. You know, when things aren't flowing, that's not always bad. You know, it's like, it just is what it is. or it's a certain type of energy. So when you see things as vibration, there's no judgment. That's just what it is. Because, you know, they say that if someone is in pain, again, it's the resistance. There are people that go and meditate in caves for years on end, and they actually go into immense pain from the positions they're in, or different yoga positions that people will hold over days. And they actually go into immense pain from these different exercises, but there is absolutely no suffering because there is no resistance at all. So it is totally possible, regardless of what you're dealing with, to simply allow it. Let it be what it is, the frequency it is. Just allow it, okay? It's not always easy. I don't always have it down myself, but this is the goal. And we always just move more towards it and do it more and more often as we remember and are present to remember that we have a tool to just let go of our own suffering. Now, there's another technique here. That's the basic part. But the next technique is really to create your own frequency. There's a couple of ways you can create your own frequency, or actually the truth is you don't even have to create your own frequency. You can just be in your own frequency. Let me backtrack a second. Let's make this real. Think about any challenges or conflicts you have in your life now. Anything that is causing you angst, causing you to really maybe go into fear or upset or even anger, or anything, maybe any grief. Think of all the challenges and conflicts you have going on in your life right now. Now, feel your body. You don't have to create a frequency at all. We are 70 trillion frequencies. Every single cell, 70 trillion cells, are vibrating at a specific frequency in our body. Even if you're sick, there's probably at least 60 trillion still working. Probably more than that. Probably more like 69 trillion still working, or even more than that. There's only a few of them that have gone awry, you know. So still, there are these huge number of frequencies within us that are perfectly vibrating in harmony. If they weren't, you'd be dead, right? So they're vibrating in harmony with all the other frequencies. So there's also, they make up timbres, which are our organs and our parts of our body. There's also flow of music through our blood and flow of electricity through our nervous system. And there's the energy in our system. There's all these frequencies completely humming powerfully and beautifully. And so we are not those challenges and conflict frequencies. We are our body. So it's really just a matter of being present. Be present in your own frequency. Feel your body. Feel gravity pulling you to the center of the earth. When you are present in your body, all of the other vibrations around you or inside of you that are screaming, even, don't affect you because you are first your body. Second, you can simply be in your own frequency. Well, before we do that, let's do this. Here's one of the most powerful things of all to create your own frequency. If you can't feel your body or having a hard time just being present, that is to simply tone a vowel. It's really amazing. When I was in the hospital a few years ago, I learned that if I make a sound, I don't feel pain. And one of the doctors came in. First of all, I was making a sound every time they would rip off the tape off that was holding the IV in. I would scream, you know, ah! You know? And it worked. It was so cool. I never felt any pain. And then the nurse came in and said, "You got to stop doing that. You're freaking the people out down the hallway in the ward here." And so the doctor comes in. I said, well, you know, every time I make a sound, I never feel pain. He says, well, you know why that is? I said, no. He said, your pain receptors in your cells can only handle so much information. And when you fill them up with sound, there's no room to actually then have the pain there too. And it's totally true. It's really, really cool. So if you've got anything going on, health, wealth, or relationships, or any noises around you, to simply tone. So try it right now. Everybody just do an om. Okay, let's make this more interesting. Think about your challenge, and while you're thinking about your challenge, do an om and notice the frequency of you being different than the frequency of that challenge. Or if you have a pain in your body, this is even better. If you got a pain in your body right now, do an om and feel that vibration instead of the pain. It's so cool because it creates that consistent vibration in your body. And the more you do it, the more consistent, the more effective it is. This can be a little tricky when you're dealing with relationship issues. You know, if you're in an argument with somebody, it's like it probably won't get you too far to start toning in their face or toning in front of them. You know, it'll probably upset them even more. But what you can do, and I have done this, is tone silently in your head. Try this. Do a really loud om in your head silently. Really loud om in your head silently. Try that. I'll do it too. I do this a lot when I'm in public. I'll just do like any vowel sound that comes to me when I'm in public. It's very cool. Because it totally stops any of those incoherent, crazy, scattered vibrations from getting into your body, into your system, because now you've got a consistent one that is guiding you. But you know, really the very best of all is when you find the frequency of your own soul and you can really connect to it. You know, it's nice to, after you find it, we actually do an assessment here. We can do it over Skype if you have a webcam, or we do it at the school where we help you find it. We play each of the 12 notes and find which one makes you the most peaceful. And that's really cool because then you get a CD, or you can get a bowl. I mean, you can even learn what that note is and then pull it up on your phone, because there's free apps that will show you what note each note is when you tone it, kind of like a guitar tuner app. There's one called N Track Tuner, the letter N-Track Tuner for the iPhone. That's really cool. I really like. So you can tone that note, find that note, and tone it, you know, and get it going. After a while, the more you do this, you learn what that note is, especially if you're a musician, it's much quicker. If not, it takes a few years, but then you learn what that note is. So anytime you've got a challenge or conflict going on, you simply tone that note. It's very cool. Very cool, because your soul is the most peaceful frequency there is inside you. There's nothing more peaceful than the frequency of your soul. That is the essence of stillness. It is the central core essence of peace within us. Even if you do a note that feels like home and it's not even your soul note, it's still really effective. So just think about trying to find a peaceful note to tone. Okay? So all of these techniques are about finding notes or finding frequencies and simply getting off the roller coaster of that pain or that frustration or that energy around you. You know, it's quite common. I mean, a lot of people get simply entrained to the anxiety and the fear in the astral field, especially in cities or just the noise in cities. So just to do these exercises, just to be able to center yourself when you don't even know where the anxiety is coming from, is very cool, okay? So these are creating a frequency so you can get off the roller coaster of the angst. Okay. But then the next step is really cool when you start bringing a frequency to something. One of my favorite and quite easy often is to bring gratitude to something. Sometimes it actually is hard to find gratitude when someone's physically hurting you or someone is doing something that is causing you financial distress or someone is doing some emotional abuse or physical, any type of abuse. It's tricky that you can almost always find, in fact, I would say not almost always, always find a reason for gratitude because you're really learning how to deal with situations, even if you don't get it down this lifetime. It's all grist for the mill so that you can learn to really be still. So it's all transforming. It's all a challenge for you to learn, to be able to learn to be still. So there's other ways we can find gratitude in situations. But if you can't, and I don't blame you sometimes I can't in the moment find gratitude. If you can't, you can also always just go to gratitude for what you've got. You know, if you got a pain in your body, go to gratitude for those other 60 trillion cells vibrating in harmony. You know, if you don't have enough for bills, go to gratitude for the fact that, God, you're not starving. You've got a home. You know, even if you don't have a home or if you're hungry, you're still alive and breathing and feeling. There's always something to go to gratitude, always something as long as we're alive. So you can always just go to gratitude for any relationship, regardless of the state of the relationship. You go to the gratitude for just a connection to people. There's many, many ways, but also just, you know, all the things that we have, we can be grateful for. I've got a whole video on YouTube that you can check out called The Sound of Gratitude. You do a search for Sound of Gratitude, and it shows all the aspects of gratitude, all the things we can be grateful for. In fact, on that video, the sound is actually a whole class toning gratitude. We actually set the intention to tone the energy of gratitude for 2 hours. And we made a multi-track recording, so it sounds like there's a whole bunch of people toning gratitude, because it is. And it's a very powerful field when you get into that field of gratitude. So I've got that recording. I want to play it now. So go ahead and tune in to everything you're grateful for and tone along with this gratitude while thinking also about all of your challenges and conflicts and bringing gratitude to them as well as your toning. This is gratitude. A bunch of people toning the intention of gratitude.
gratitude is amazing. Another thing you can do that's really cool, especially if you're dealing with sensitivities to sound, is to sing along. So say you hear a siren, just sing along with it. Or a jackhammer on the street. Or any, you know, it's just a chainsaw or a skill saw. Again, the whole trick is to make it your friend, to make these annoying sounds your friend, so that they're not getting in. If you sing along with it, it's fun. You know, it's really, really fun. That's a very cool one. Simply shift it into a positive energy. But one of the most powerful of all is to do the sound of compassion. For any of these, if you just do the energy of gratitude or compassion, it's very cool. I mean, you can get along with just that. But when you make the sound of it, along with the energy, you're creating a stronger resonant field of that consistent vibration, which is already a consistent vibration energetically. But when you get it going physically, then it's very cool. So you get the vowel that that works with compassion. So compassion is, you know, I did a whole play called Compassion, a Cirque du Soleil-style play that we're getting funded for. And so I did a lot of research, and there's quite a few different ways to do compassion. The Dalai Lama says the first step is to see the other person as the same as you. And the easiest way to do that is to see that they also do not want suffering. No matter how evil or bad they are, they do not want suffering for themselves, just like you. They also want happiness, just like you. So ideally, the best way is to, if you can connect to the oneness of that you are with everybody. A lot of people can't do that, but a lot of people can. And if you are able to go to that place where you are one with everybody in the universe, then the compassion just happens naturally. There's other ways you can do it, though. You can simply see that person as a baby. You know, I mean, imagine George Bush as a cute little baby, or even worse, imagine Hitler as this beautiful little baby connected to spirit. You know, it's a tricky one, you know. But then you can also, I mean, if you just do the opposite of compassion, if you do revenge or anger or anything like that, you're putting out that vibration of into your body. You're putting it into your body now, and you're putting that out into the quantum field in the world. Okay? So when you go to this essence of compassion, it's really cool. One of the main ways I do it is I simply think, what brought them to do this BS? What brought them to do this so-called BS? Because it's always so-called. It's always perceived. Well, almost always the answer is, you know, society's craziness. They've been entrained into these crazy patterns of music that are just not connected to nature and source. And it's been going on for many, many lifetimes. They're entrained into this craziness from their parents. You know, it's very few really. I mean, I don't think I've ever come across a real evil person. Somebody that's actual evil. Everyone is the pure essence of love and light, but they're just confused and lost, like all of us are here and there, you know? So to bring compassion, not only to compassion to the situation, compassion to yourself, compassion for the pain, compassion for the stress over money, compassion for the relationship, even compassion for an annoying sound.
So you simply go, everybody do compassion if you like. Do the sound of compassion with me. Don't play the recording though. And bring that compassion to all the different challenges and conflicts you have in your life. It's the essence of Kuan Yin and the Dalai Lama. Somebody asked the Dalai Lama, what would you do if you were with one of those soldiers that killed all the Tibetans years ago? And he said, I would go over and hold him for all the pain that he is feeling. God. There was a thing on NPR I heard as well, where these two guys, one, both of them had had their entire family killed. One in Israel and one in Palestine. And they got together and went to schools and got up and said, if anybody has reason for revenge and anger, it is us. Our kids and our wives are gone. We're here to tell you the only answer is forgiveness and compassion. Otherwise, there'll be many more people suffering like us. Whoa. I mean, oh my God, imagine the ultimate, having your family killed and still going to compassion. It gave me hope that I could do it for my even silly situation. And it's not that hard. It's simply a consistent tone. You can even do the sound to help bring you into it when you are having trouble. Although I find it is tricky sometimes to do it in the moment when someone is hurting you, so to speak. So to speak, always. Okay. But then, actually the next one's even easier, I think, than compassion sometimes. And that's just love. Just to send people love, regardless. No matter what, send them love. And it's really cool when you do it with a sound. First step is to bring love into your heart. So bring love into your heart now. Feel it through your whole body. And if it had sound, that feeling of love had a sound, make it out loud. And send that love with the sound to everybody that you have any challenge in relationships with. Send that love to the pains or issues in your body. Send that love to that fear and anxiety caused by not having enough money. And next time you come across an annoying sound, send that sound of love to it. So send love to all these now. With a sound. Just light years better than, Jesus, that sucks. We're actually getting angry. It's even light years better than just, light years better than, because it's healthy. It's creating health in your system and creating health in the world. It's helping heal the planet and everybody on it because you're creating a stronger resonant field. instructor and train everybody. And what's so cool about it is when you get to the point where challenges and conflicts, there's no fear of them at all, because you know you've got these tools of using a frequency that you can tone, or being present in your body, or singing along, or toning your own soul frequency, or sending gratitude to it, or sending compassion to it, or doing love. Because you know, not only will you not get stressed by it, but you'll go into a higher state of consciousness of gratitude, compassion, or love, or all of them. You're just going to go into a beautiful state of peace. In the class, it's so cool because at one point, what we do is we'll play annoying sounds, really annoying sounds that people can hardly stand, and we do these exercises for that annoying sound. And by the end of the class, those people are saying, "Can you play that annoying sound more so I can go into this bliss I'm in right now? Don't stop playing that annoying sound. I'm in just full of love and gratitude and compassion now." Just imagine. It's so amazing. So cool. Okay. Now, let's play a song where the essence of this song is unconditional love. And you can use this energy and continue with this energy, bringing love to every challenge and conflict you have in your life. Unconditional love. Thank you. different techniques are often more appropriate for different challenges and conflicts, whether it's just allowing or being in your own body or toning or singing along, gratitude, compassion, love. It's interesting to sit back and really reflect on each one and see which one's best for your particular challenge or conflict. But the ultimate technique is to go to a place where you're one with everything and everybody in the universe. I have a technique that we've done on the show here before of tuning into all frequencies at once and realizing that you and everybody are all frequencies at once. We are a hologram of the whole universe. So tune in to this place where you are one, a place that we know is the true reality. It's a place where every body and every situation is sacred, and it's all a part of you. So the truth is, from this perspective, there are no challenges and conflicts. There are none. They're all just little frequencies and timbres, music, and energy, all to help us on our path to enlightenment, ascension, opening our hearts more and more. That's what it all is. It's all perfect. And from this place, there's no challenges and conflicts. So feel that. And keep feeling it for the rest of the weekend. For the rest of the week. All week. Use these techniques and feel it to be in a place of peace no matter what happens. Imagine for the whole year never getting upset or frustrated with anything ever again and not stuffing it. Just going to a place of peace with these techniques. Imagine lifetimes. Imagine all of us forever just bringing these higher energies to every situation. Oh my God. Thanks for listening and take care.